Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. It is Deborah Leanne, and it is Wednesday Wisdom Radio. And I am wanting to own that I did not do a show last week. I did not podcast, and I don't even have an excuse except for that I totally lost track, and Wednesday came and went. And it was Thursday morning before I remembered. So that was a weird situation for me because I've been podcasting or doing video blogs for about 2 years now and on Wednesdays. So that was a very unusual experience as I have been playing with this whole time and space thing over and over since the beginning of the year. So welcome. Today's topic is around seasons and cycles and change. And I'd like to just drop in for a minute and feel the presence of being here in this moment, feeling our feet on the floor, breathing into our lower belly, into our back, down, down. Coming back from all of the bazillions of places that we love to be spreading ourselves into, you know, all of the things that we're controlling and managing and supporting and supervising and worrying about possibly or solving. I'm just going to ask that if you can, for this moment, turn off all of those screens and all of those various places where our energy is going out, and let's pull our energy back in. Let's tune in. And from this place, I would love to just trigger your thought process of where you are in this moment, and maybe where you were 7 years ago. This is fascinating to me. 7 years has long been a cycle that we have referred to as, like in relationship, the seven-year itch, right? And the concept of our bodies completely being renewed on a cellular level every 7 years. We're constantly killing off, creating new, renewing, releasing, recycling our cells. And that includes brain cells and the cells in our heart and all of them that create who we are in this physical body. And 7 years ago, I had just given up on some online dating play that I had done for about 6 weeks, had 3 dates, was not impressed, and thought I would just forget about that, when I got the most beautiful email from a man and began what ended up being a 6-year relationship. It was amazing. He was everything I had asked for, which at the time, you know, you get what you ask for, right? And I had asked for a spiritual and sexual partner, and I got that. The interesting thing about this relationship is it took us both to new levels of what it meant to be in partnership. We both taught each other a lot, and I have no regrets whatsoever. And about this time last year, towards the end of February, we just got to a standstill. We had been at a plateau for quite some time, and both of us were starting to be irritated with each other, and it felt very much that the end had come. You know, we had gone as far as we could go on a shared path, and we chose to end our relationship. And a year later, we're at a completely new place of realizing the beauty of what we had and realizing that we couldn't be where we are today without having had those experiences. And I had asked him to please let me go, that I'm ready to jump into new relationships, into a bigger version of who I am, and I still felt a tether holding me back, whether it was on his end or mine, it doesn't really matter. It was a sense that I needed his permission to go forward. Almost like a parent releasing their child into their freedom. And I got that this morning. It was beautiful. I had asked him to go into meditation space and, you know, do the releasing of me, almost like a releasing of a bird that had maybe a broken wing and releasing it back into the wild after having healed it. And that, combined with the powerful full moon this week and all of the energies shifting, it feels like I am free to go forward and spread my wings. The other thing I'm noticing is we're in this strange in-between place here in St. Louis anyway, around having had 77-degree weather, all the bulbs and everything starting to come up, the crocuses and the snowdrops and the shoots for the tulips and daffodils, the buds on the trees. And then we've had snow. We've had some snow the last few weeks, and today was another 3 inches. And it's and it'll be back up to 50s again this weekend. So it's this on, this moving into spring, into summer, that we're in this in-between both and place. The ending of winter, the beginning of spring, the ending of the barren, everything being stark landscape, to the beginning of the brand new green, the ending of the full moon, the closure of that full moon, and now we're back to the waning to get to the next new moon. All of these cycles and shifts and changes that go on within our bodies and in nature are such amazing lessons. And yet, as we see all of the change coming about in this election here in the States this year, all of the fear of change, all of the fear of going somewhere new or hoping and believing that we could have a different kind of country that is unified, and what would it be like to have more women in positions of leadership? What would it feel like to have sex trafficking stopped on a bigger, wider global scale? What would it feel like to have less killing and violence? You know, there's so many things that need to shift and change. And if we keep doing the same things, we're going to keep having the same results. And almost even more, because there's this 1 foot in what could be and 1 foot in what was or has been that is keeping us in this very strange cha-cha of back and forth, which means not going anywhere too fast. And how often do we do that in our life? We want, we desire, we dream about what could be. And we get scared and we jump back into our comfort zone and stay small. Even if it's painful. Because we know this. And there's a comfort in knowing the pain that we're used to. It gets to be, someone was describing the shift in paradigm the other day of, you can't really talk to a fish about what it feels like, you know, how's the water? The fish doesn't know anything any different, right? And when you're in that space of, this is all I know, it's really uncomfortable to move into what could be, to actually take steps in that direction is what we all are here to do. because we are at the forefront of huge change. Human, planetary, knowledge-wise, expansion of the brain. We're right at this precipice. And there's this whole fear of, well, if we jump, we're going to fall. You know, there's no way anything good can happen from that. And that's also our logical part of our brain saying that too, right? So there's that in combination with the desire, the being called forward to be more of who we're here to be. So which are you going to do? Are you going to stay? I mean, I doubt very seriously that if you look back 7 years, you are the same person you were then. What has shifted and grown in you that you didn't even really notice until you look at it all at once? Because a lot of those shifts were little small things. You might have decided to go, you know, in a change in your diet, less sugar, less wheat, no alcohol, no coffee, switching from dairy to alternative milks, creams, and yogurts. So many shifts that you may have made. Walking more, yoga, incorporating more movement, meditation, shifting in how you speak to others. You know, maybe becoming more aware of where you're overly apologetic. Maybe an owning of your strengths on a deeper and more confident level. I'd be so curious to hear from you to know what it is that has shifted for you in the last 7 years. And if you were to talk to your future self 7 years from now, let's see, that would be 2023, right? Who are you becoming? Where will she be in 7 years? For me, it'll be an even different space I'll be living in. I'm sure I won't still be living in this home. Both my daughters will be out of college, and I will be free to go wherever I want. I wonder where that will be. I wonder if I'll be in the spiritual partnership that I've been preparing myself for. I wonder if I'll be doing the retreats that I long to do all around the planet for women who are in leadership roles, wanting to reconnect to themselves, to like-minded other women leaders, to co-create and envision change, to find the community that they long for and are lonely without, to manifest and mastermind and dream bigger. That's who I want to serve, and in that way, where they're unplugged from the rest of their life. I wonder if all of those things will come about. And what are some small steps that I can take now to go in that direction? One of them is, this is a great exercise, is very often we create these one-year plans. And 1 year is a really hard thing to gauge. 12 months, you can't get too far, yet you want to create change. And if you don't make it within 12 months to this next level, then there's this, I don't know about you guys, but I have an inner critic that and a perfectionist who gets upset when I don't meet the goals that I set out for myself. Yet 3 years would allow you to be on the other side of that hump. You've gone through all the shifts to get to that place of new, that new level, that new expanded place, and you're on the other side. You can actually look back and say, ha, I got here. And it's easier to do if you say a three-year thing, because typically what we want to create takes about a year to get up and running to start to be in place. And if it's big enough and a juicy enough desire or goal, we're committed to keep on the path. And the other piece is that it doesn't feel so frantic and so time-bound, because I don't know about you guys, but When I try to create a schedule, the universe doesn't always cooperate with me, and things happen. So giving ourselves the luxury of saying in 3 years I will be here, that's pretty awesome. So there, one of my accountability circles, I have a couple, and I wrote a 3-year letter to back to me, like who I am in 3 years, writing a letter back. And it's beautiful because it allows me to see where I am. And if I keep that close, it also reminds me that I'm doing exactly where I want, what I want to do. I'm doing exactly what I need to do. And I'm on track. I've got that North Star that I'm heading towards. So the big thing for you today that I'm wanting to impart is how important it is to realize that to get to someplace new, we need to let go, right? We need to surrender what doesn't serve us anymore. And sometimes that's hard. I got rid of some beautiful clothing recently because I realized that as an older woman, I don't look that great in bright red and a lot of black. And so a lot of my beautiful clothes were given away. Yet, now I'm realizing that when I start having people come up to me and saying, that color is amazing on you, I'm realizing that this feels more me. This new wardrobe that's of a little bit more softer grayish blues and greens and navies and browns that are more in tune and more harmonious with my skin tone. And I don't know about you, but when you feel more beautiful, you typically are more confident too, right? So there's this letting go, this surrendering, this allowing, this receiving, and being okay with where you're at is huge. Knowing that you're a work in process, that you're a masterpiece that's still in the becoming stage, because if you get to that place of final peace, you're done. Your life here will be over. You're never going to get there. There is no finish line, right? We're going to keep on our journey forever. There is no reaching the final destination until we take our last breath. So, and even that isn't a final destination in my mind, my belief. So I'm wanting to just say that I'm talking to myself here is the patience of allowing ourselves to become, and we don't expect a baby to come out of the womb and know how to start walking and talking. And it's the same with where we are now. What if we're just learning how to walk on a different level? For me, it's to walk marrying my masculine visionary purpose with my feminine intuitive body. You know, how can I be the art and science of me? And allowing what isn't serving me anymore to fall away and welcoming the changes, whether they be wrinkles or a little bit different shape of my body or a little bit more silver in my hair. Each of those is who I am and where I am on this journey. So I welcome them, and I ask that you do the same. It's a much gentler, kinder place to be, and that's a new thing I'm trying on. What's it like to be gentle with myself? I'm done with that critical piece. That's way no longer really who I want to be. So until our next time together, I wish you an amazing week. And next week is an exciting time for me as I learn a new tool called the Leadership Circle. And this profile will allow my clients and I to see a circular map of where they're gifted and talented, as well as what's running them, what's their reactive tendencies. It'll show them their levels of relationship-orientedness and their task-orientedness. And what a beautiful tool to use for organizations and leaders who are wanting to be more aware so they can be even more impactful as a leader, more confident in their form of leadership. So I can't wait till after that, and I will share more about that in the coming weeks. Take excellent care, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.